Everyone loves a good ghost story, right? Well, folklorist Michael Kleene can tell you many a ghost story. He is a longtime collector of spooky stories from Illinois. He's the author of Haunting Illinois. It's a guide to places in Illinois where weird things are said to have happened. And a new edition of his book, Haunting Illinois, is now available just in time for Halloween. Michael Kleene, good afternoon. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. So what is your favorite Illinois ghost story?
Well, I guess it would have to be Ashmore Estates and the ghosts that inhabit that building out in Coles County.
And that, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Well, it's probably my favorite because I got to be on the show Ghost Adventures on their premiere episode. They went over there to Ashmore Estates. It used to be the old almshouse on the county poor farm, and it's rumored to be home to several different ghosts.
And tell us a little bit of the history of that place, and is it, you have a photo in the book, I know. Is it still standing?
Oh, yes, very much so. In fact, it's currently a haunted house that operates during the Halloween season. And basically, it started out, it was built in 1916. It was the almshouse in the Coles County Poor Farm, which basically was where people who were down and out on their luck, who couldn't take care of themselves, they would go and stay at the farm and kind of live communally. But then after that was shut down, it was converted into a private care facility for people with developmental disabilities. And then finally it was closed down permanently in, I believe, 1986.
Hmm.
And that's when, you know, kids from local high schools and Eastern Illinois University would go out there and sneak in and vandalize the place and come back with all sorts of strange tales.
And can you give us an idea of what these ghosts are doing out there when they appear?
Well, there's a couple of them that people see. One is supposed to be a young boy standing in the window. There was another one that's the ghost of a man named Joe Blossom, who actually was sideswiped by a train in the 1920s, and he died there on the farm. And his ghost has been seen around the property. But even before it was abandoned, I've spoken to some people who worked there when it was a care facility, and they would tell me about how at night the staff would see people walking around, even though everybody had been secured in their rooms. So even while it was a hospital, people were seeing ghosts in there. So there's no wonder because over the course of its existence, there was at least 100 people who died in the building.
Mm.
So it could be any number of them.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I do. But I think that what people call ghosts is a variety of phenomenon that could have very different origins. When most people think of ghosts, they think of spirits of human beings, you know, who have died and their souls stay on, which could be one explanation, but I think that there's other explanations as well. Some of it could be caused by natural forces like infrasound, for example, which is sound that actually vibrates lower than human hearing, and it can cause people to hallucinate and to feel like they're being watched and feel like they're not alone in a room and even see shapes and forms off to the side. So people would also call those ghosts, even though they have a natural explanation.
Hmm. Do you find these stories everywhere you go? Because Haunting Illinois takes you from one end of the state to the other, north to south, east to west.
Oh, yeah. Illinois has a wide variety of haunted places. There's 200 places in my book, and to be perfectly honest, I could probably add another 100 very easily. Every time I go and do an appearance anywhere, I always hear stories that I've never heard before. So Illinois certainly has a lot of them.
Yeah. Now, you've been collecting these stories for quite some time. Do they change over time? Do they change in the retelling?
Oh, very much so. It's sort of like I would say a generational game of phone tag. You know, that childhood game where one person, you start out with a rumor and you go from one person to the next, and then at the very end, the message that's reached the final person is totally different from the original message. And that's sort of what happens with these stories, that every time it's retold, people add details or they change, you know, a little bit about what happened historically. And so what you hear today may or may not be what the story was, you know, 15, 20, even 40 years ago.
Hmm. Does the germ of the story remain the same?
Oftentimes, yes. There's a lot of these stories that have themes behind them, like Vanishing Hitchhikers, for example. There's a famous story up by Chicago, Resurrection Mary. And the germ of that story is that there's a vanishing hitchhiker ghost named Mary along this road, Archer Avenue. So the basic details sort of remain the same, but then people have elaborated, and the ghost performs different actions in each retelling and things like that.
Hmm. Why do you think we love these kinds of tales and enjoy telling them?
Well, people like to be scared. You know, I believe that any time that there's a place that kind of looks spooky or mysterious, but nobody really has any explanation for why it exists or why it's abandoned, people will make up stories about it to explain why it's there. Like with Ashmore Estates, for example, a lot of the students at Eastern Illinois University, they would come to the area for the first time, and they'd be driving around, and they'd just see this spooky-looking abandoned place out in the country. And so their mind would race to come up with an explanation for why it's there. And so we kind of like to fill in the blanks, you know. And a lot of times our imagination, of course, would run wild, and sometimes the more gruesome the story we can come up with, the better.
What led you to this interest, to your interest in collecting these stories and writing them down?
Well, people have asked me that quite frequently, and I still, to this day, struggle with an explanation. I've just always sort of been interested in it. When I first learned to read, a lot of the books that I sought out were books of ghost stories and things of that nature. So I think I've just always been curious, and I've always liked the idea that there was something more than what our five senses could perceive out there. And I think that that the stories are attractive to me because I'm also interested in history, and I think a lot of times these stories preserve events in the past that maybe aren't talked about in the history book, you know, like local crimes and things like that that people like to sweep under the rug. A lot of times these ghost stories are the only way people have of knowing that those things ever even happened. So that's, you know, very interesting to me as well.
Yeah. Well, you have degrees in history and in education. I think that's interesting. What's the oldest story you've come across?
Wow, the oldest. Well, Illinois, it would have to be from southern Illinois because that was one of the first areas of the state to be settled. And there was an old story, I guess some people have called it the old cabin or the miser's gold, and it kind of takes you back to when Illinois was first being settled by migrants from the southern states. And there's a story about a cabin that was abandoned because it was haunted, or as people at the time said, hainted. There was a family migrating up from Kentucky, and they came across this cabin, and of course back then if you wanted shelter you had to build it yourself. Well, here was just this abandoned cabin, so they decided to stay there and spend the night. Well, the husband, he went off to get some water from a neighboring farm, and his neighbor told him that the place was haunted, and it scared him so much that he didn't go back. Unfortunately, he left his wife in there, his wife was more hardy, I should say, than he was. And so when the ghost appeared and asked her to dig in a certain location, she actually complied, and she went and dug in the basement where the ghost was pointing and found a big stash of gold. So she was rewarded for her courage.
I wonder what she did with her husband, though.
Well, yeah.
there we've got to leave it, Michael. Thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon, and I'm going to let people know where you'll be this evening and tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much.
Michael Kleen is the author of Haunting Illinois. He'll be at the Camargo Township Library in Villa Grove tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow he'll be in Champaign-Urbana from 4:30 to 6:30. He'll be at Beads and Botanicals in Urbana. And from 7 to 9 p.m., he'll be at the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Champaign if you'd like to meet him and talk with him about spooky stuff.
I've been interested in it. When I first learned to read, a lot of the books that I sought out were books of ghost stories and things of that nature. So I think I've just always been curious, and I've always liked the idea that there was something more than what our five senses could perceive out there. And I think that that the stories are attractive to me because I'm also interested in history, and I think a lot of times these stories preserve events in the past that maybe aren't talked about in the history book, you know, like local crimes and things like that that people like to sweep under the rug. A lot of times these ghost stories are the only way people have of knowing that those things ever even happened. So that's, you know, very interesting to me as well.
Yeah. Well, you have degrees in history and in education. I think that's interesting. What's the oldest story you've come across?
Wow, the oldest. Well, Illinois, it would have to be from southern Illinois because that was one of the first areas of the state to be settled. And there was an old story. I guess some people have called it the old cabin or the miser's gold, and it kind of takes you back to when Illinois was first being settled by migrants from the southern states. And there's a story about a cabin that was abandoned because it was haunted, or as people at the time said, hainted. There was a family migrating up from Kentucky, and they came across this cabin, and of course back then if you wanted shelter you had to build it yourself. Well, here was just this abandoned cabin.